Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Kedushin Chaf Beis, Kedushin 22a, pagination is 43. We're going to start about midway on the page. At the end of the line, there's a two dots in the middle of the line, and then Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon, with a number of drushas relating to Eved Ivri, as described in the Psukim, in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. The Gemara says, Lo Isha Uvanim. If the Eved Ivri has a wife and children independent of his servitude, Ularabo Ein Isha Uvanim. But the master does not have a wife and children, Eino Nirtza. He would not be eligible for the Nirtza extension of his servitude. Shenema, because the pasuk says, Ki ahevcha ve'espesecha, he loves you and your household. And your household would mean that you have a wife and children. L'rabo isha uvanim, if the master has a wife and children, v'lo ein isha uvanim, and the slave does not have, eino nirtza, again, he doesn't qualify for the psukim. Shenema, because in that statement that the Eved Ivri has to make to become a nirtza, he has to be able to say, Ahavti es Adoni, I love my master, es ishti ve es bonoi, and my wife and children. If he doesn't have wife and children, it's not going to work. The Gemara continues, Hu ohev es rabo, v'rabo eino ohavo. If he loves his master, he's doing well, he likes it, but the master doesn't like him. Eino nirtza, he's not eligible for the nirtza status. Shene emar, ki tov lo imach, because it's good with him. They both have to have that same perception. Rabba oavo v'hu eino ohevis rabo, if the master loves him, but he doesn't love the master, eino nirtza, he doesn't do nirtza. He can't, shenemar ki ahevcha, because he loves you. Now, you could definitely ask over here, if he doesn't love the master, why in the world is he becoming a nirtza? It's of his statement. And the answer could very well be that he doesn't love the master, but for other reasons he wants to stay. It's just better for him to stay. He really doesn't love the master. He resents the situation, but maybe the alternative is even worse, etc. The Gemara just tells us that he's not eligible to be a nirtza in such a case. Hu chola v'rabo eino chola. If he's sick and the master is not sick, healthy person, eino nirtza, he's not going to be eligible to be a nirtza. Shene'emar ki tov lo imach. It has to be good for him with you. Rabo chola v'hu eino chola, if the master is sick but he's not, eino nirtza, again, shenemar imach, it has to be with you. And this is a major status of the person. He's sick, and it's not imach, they're not equal, they're not together. Boi rabibi barabaya, fascinating question, shenehem cholemai, if they're both sick, what's the halacha? Imach ba'inon, was the focus here that they weren't equal, v'ha'ika, and in a case where they're both sick, they are equal. Odilma, or maybe, kitov lo imach ba'inan, we need that it's good for him with you. It has to be good, v'ha'leka, and we don't have that. Teku, the question stands. Tanu Rabbanon will learn a Gemara that we already encountered. Kitov lo imach, it has to be with you. Imach b'maychal, imach b'mishte, with you in food, with you in drink. Shalote ata ochel pas nikiyo, it can't be that the master is eating good bread, v'hu ochel pas kivar, and the eved is eating inferior bread. Ata shose yayin yosh, and v'hu shose yayin chadosh, you're drinking good old wine, and he's drinking new wine that hasn't been aged. Ata yoshen al gabi muchin, you're sleeping on soft cushions. V'hu yoshen al gabi teven, and the slave is sleeping on straw. It can't be like that. You have to treat him equally. Mikan Amru. From here they said the expression, Kolakona Evet Ivri Kikona Odon La'atzmo, by acquiring the Jewish Evet, it's like acquiring a master for himself. And we explained, because if there would only be one of these things, the master can't use it, because that would be a violation of Imach, that they should be equal. And to let it not be used is disgusting. It's a Midas Sodom. If you can't use it anyway, so why don't you shear it? And the result would be that the Eved Ivri would end up with the one pillow, if there's indeed only one. Tanu Rabbonon, we learnt one final section. V'yotza me'imach hu uvanav imo. When he goes out, he and his sons, his children, go out with him. Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon pointed out, imhu nimkar banav avnosav minim karim. The Eved was enslaved. His children weren't enslaved. We're talking about children that he had from a Jewish woman prior to this servitude. Why are they going out with him after the 6 years? They never were in. Mikan, from here we learn that they indeed come in with him, not as slaves, but for their own benefit, to be provided for. Sherabo chaya b'mezonos banav, that the master is obligated to support the children with food. Kayotza b'davarata omer, similarly, imbali shahu v'yotza ishto imo, if he is the husband of a woman, so the woman goes out with him. This is the Jewish wife that he had prior to the servitude. Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon likewise commented, imhu nimkar ishto mi nimkara, if he was sold, but his wife wasn't sold, mikan sherabu chai b'mezonos ishto, from here we learn that the master has to support the wife as well with food. Utsricha, and we need both the children case and the wife case to tell you that they're supported with food while their father, husband, is enslaved. D'i ashme inan banav, if I was told the children, mishum delo b'nei me'evad u'meichal nenu, because they can't work their expenses. Aval ishto, but the woman, debas meichal u'meevad hi, she eats, but she could work. Ema ta'avid v'teichal, I would think that she has to earn her keep. V'iyash meinon ishto, and if I was told the wife, delav darka la'adure, it's not normal for her to have to go collecting. It's not honorable. Aval banov, but the children, nebuch, it could be that they have to go door to door. De darkayu lahadure, they could do a collection for themselves. Emalo, I would think that the master might not have to support them. Tsuricha, therefore we need both cases. And the rule, in fact, is that the master deals with the slave, supports the slave, but gets work from the slave. But as far as the slave's wife and children go, they get supported, but they do not work for the master. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.